Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Personalization. Boy, it seems to be the buzzword for this year, and with good reason. Buyers out there want to know that we understand them without a sales conversation that starts with, "Well, tell me your biggest challenges right now." And the first place to start personalizing is with our website. Now, this sounds easier said than done. If we go into too much detail up front, we set up either-or scenarios that buyers can use to reject us as not a good fit. But generalization on methodology and identifying the problem gets passed over immediately too. So here are my favorite ideas to personalize our site without pigeonholing our appeal. First up, navigational paths on who we work with. Now we can do this on the homepage, or my favorite place is on the drop-down menu up top. This allows folks to click on a page that talks all about them. People who are not in that field, well, they're going to click on another page. This is our opportunity to show what we know about their world without a direct conversation. Second up, and I like these for more specific groups, hidden splash pages. Now, an example. Let's say you're speaking at XYZ company and give a link to more info, more research, assessment, whatever. Well, that page can also contain personalized info about the group and the experience they just had with you. And the best part? These pages can be set up really easy and stay up there forever. Now, most of us use these tools. Here's the next level. We can use these in new ways. Think about how you can use splash pages, maybe at the end of the article for more information, or even at the end of a sales conversation. And how about those navigational paths? Can they be used within our services pages? You betcha. Here's my point. This study shows that websites are part of influencing buyers to reach out. So we have to pull out all the stops to personalize our sites without excluding other markets. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.